Time to have a chat now to Mickey Floyd, who joins us. How are you, Mick?
Very well, thank you, Michael.
Gee whiz, there's some news off the track. The million-dollar chase winner, Handsome Prince, has been retired.
He has, yeah. The sport's sixth highest prize money earner with just over $1 million in prize money. Of course, the million-dollar chase winner. He has been retired. He was outstanding through that carnival. It was a fantastic story, of course, Pete Diligogiani winning his second million-dollar chase with the Greyhound. And unfortunately, just after, he sprung a toe in a Melbourne Cup heat, and just niggling injuries have kept him off the track ever since. And he did pull up a little bit sore, and Connections decided to call it a day earlier this week. And he retires as the sport's sixth highest prize money earner. It was a fantastic performance, and unfortunately we didn't see the best of him in Victoria, but a very, very good greyhound, and I'm sure he'll have a very comfortable home on the couch, and it'll be a stud career for him as well.
No doubt about that. This weekend, the feature, the Group 3 Warragul St Ledger, who are you tipping?
It's a really nice race, this one. Kublenz is my tip. He's one of my favourite dogs. He was outstanding last week, led all the way. And the box draw, I think, will suit him just fine. He's coming with box number two, and with Power of Buddy on the outside, who I read on the Greyhound Recorder will be scratched, means Black Avenger will go in, pending no other scratchings. He should get a nice clear run from there. He wasn't the fastest heat winner. That was Aston Fastnet, but he's come up with box number eight. And I just think with the pace in the race, he's going to have a little bit of trouble getting across from there. Quara Bale's in that race as well. As I said, it is a very, very good race, the Warragul St Ledger, a fantastic form reference coming into the spring, but Kublenz for mine does look very, very hard to beat.
All right, Kublenz at $2.30 in the Warragul St Ledger final on Saturday night. What about racing at Sandown this evening? Do you like anything there?
Yeah, a couple of really interesting runners at Sandown tonight. Launching pad winner Kure Kismet, who is stepping up to the 5.95 for the first time in race number seven. Trainer Matty Clark's been looking to step him up for some time, so it'll be really interesting to see how he goes there. But the one I'm really looking forward to comes up in the first race. Race one, number one, is Zach's Entity, the second fastest maiden winner ever at Sandown Park on Sunday afternoon. In the care of Kel Greeno, who's he's done a bit of work to get into the track at this point, and look, he was outstanding. The concern for mine is that he's not real quick early. He only went 5.28, which is, I wouldn't say it's pedestrian, but it's not particularly quick. He'll have to improve on that as he moves up in grades. But look, it was absolutely outstanding. His run-home time of 10.26 is about as fast as you'll see a greyhound get home. The best comparison for a greyhound at that stage was the fastest maiden winner, which was Burn One Down a couple of years back. He ran very similar splits, and no doubt Kel will be looking at stepping up very quickly from this. He's not really a betting option. He ran about $1.35, so certainly wouldn't be putting the house on him, but be fascinating to watch, and definitely one for the back book when he steps up in more ground.
All right, we'll be watching that race one tonight. Sandown, the son of Fernando Bale, Zach's Entity, which races at around about 18 minutes past at 6 o'clock. Good on you, Floydie. Have a good weekend.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.